Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Being it can never be a case that if someone wants to be a champion, you have to put a cocktail of potentially dangerous substances into your body.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Kevin, it's finished 1-1 here in cold, chilly Galway. Your thoughts in full time?
My thought was such a fiercely contested game. Like, I know, Jesus, people talk about. I did Roman who was doing me LOI TV interview before about hours and Galway styles being compared, but what a proper game of football tonight. Blood, guts, thunder, lads smashing into each other, balls in the box, windy, cold, all that type of stuff. But I'm disappointed we didn't win it. We go ahead, and then the goal we concede, it's so disappointing because it's a foul on Conor Keighley, right in front of us. And then he gets injured and has to come off the pitch because the physio come on. And I don't blame him. If I was Galway, I'd be doing the same thing. Conor Keighley's off the pitch. What do you do? Bang it in. Header. Poor header from our perspective. Could have made a better decision. And then it's one of them where I'm not sure if it went over the line, but maybe, look, we'll have to trust the linesman on that. But then I thought the last time we were down here earlier in the season, they scored, we went ahead, they scored an equaliser and then went and got another one. But we were so strong tonight. Shows you where we are, how far we've come. And we get down and I think we should probably score. We have a couple of chances and fair to go. I did the blocks, throwing bodies. I think they were very similar. Both teams were really, really honest, hard working, putting their bodies on the line. And I think both sets of supporters would see that, to be fair. And I have to give credit to ours. They were brilliant, like, you know, absolutely brilliant. Not long to go now, so that's a point, another point, and see what happens between now and next week.
You touched on it, that pivotal moment of the game, because Conor was like a magnet to the football there for what, the other 93 minutes, give or take.
Yeah.
That the game went on, and the one moment that he wasn't on the pitch, he got punished.
It's no surprise, is it? And again, if I was going to do the exact same thing, if whatever, one of their centre half, you'd be launching it back in. But Conor's, for me, being standout. I can't say player or defender, but probably player in the league this year. And he's off the pitch for a few minutes. And to be fair, look, as I said, we've got Andy and James have been brilliant as well. And I just think the header we make, it's a poor. I think the ball's probably going to go off the pitch if we don't head it. But Andy Quinn then gets back on the line, and I think Luke saves, and then the next one Andy Quinn gets back on the line. To be fair to him, and it's hard to know if it's even over the line. But as I said, look, we have to just take that one. But we do go down and. Clarkey's made a brilliant save. Then I think from Kieran Cruz is one. There's a really, really good block. So, look. It's at that stage of the year. There's no point. We look after ourselves and we do our own job. But you do have to. You could see by the subs, we were really, really going for it. But you look at the other result and we're still fighting. We're one game to go, which is incredible. Because, I mean, I've spoken with you down here many times and. Like, we were certainly weren't always in these lofty positions, but we deserve to be, and hopefully we get what we deserve next week as well.
You had to do tonight without your, I suppose, inspirational midfielder Ryan Brennan as well. I suppose firstly, how is he? Is he likely to be available for the big game on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was a hamstring tweak. No, didn't pull it. And look, it's certainly what we did everything we could to have him fit. Like, and was going to be, can you strap it? Can you do? But it just wasn't. So there's no point. And that's why you have to show. As much as Ryan is unbelievable for us, Luke Heaney comes in and actually scores.
Scores, yeah.
Yeah, great goal. Great finish.
Totally meant, was it?
Yeah, but again, Luke, as I said, Luke doesn't score many, but when he does, they're important. He scored out in Cabin Teely, whatever, 5 years ago now to get us promoted. Himself and Jimmy Brown, that nice court. But I thought Luke was excellent. Really, a different player than Ryan, has different qualities. Like, he can do some things that Ryan can't do. Ryan's been unbelievable for us this year, but I thought Luke Farlard there. I thought very hard to pick anyone that didn't play. I thought we were excellent. I thought we played really, really well, but certainly wasn't the night for not that we'd be accused of playing too much football in the first place.
No, but
that's what people say about us. But you can see we've got proper players that can play. But it was a night for a fight, and I think we were lucky not to come out on top of it.
One more fight then at the weekend. That's a huge game for your side. Like, it's to say it's delicately poised now is an understatement. It's tight as nails, and then I suppose the other chapter about will Forth be enough in terms of the cup final as
well?
Yeah, well,
that's the other side of it. Yeah, obviously. We have to look at what happened. There's no point pretending. We'll be watching Shells and Bows on Sunday. I think plenty of Shells jerseys I might stick one on. But I have to. Then we'll see what happens. But no matter what, we want to beat Bows next week. We've beaten them three times this year. We'd like to beat them a fourth time. But and the players and our supporters at our last home game will want to do that. But look, it could be to qualify fourth place. We're always all thinking up until now we could have still got third, so we were talking about that. But obviously for fourth place, we know ourselves that the favourites don't always win cup finals from very recent experience, so the Cork have a good chance in the cup finals. So fourth mightn't be enough, but we want to finish as high as we can, no matter what we do. As I said, no matter where we finish now, it's the highest points total. It's the highest position we finished since we in.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
20 years or whatever it is. So, but we're not satisfied with that. We'll do everything we can to try and get what we can.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for joining us. Getting in out of the cold, and I suppose one crazy week to go.
Yeah, can't wait.
Thanks, Kevin. John, a draw here at your last home game of the season. How do you sum up your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it was, you could see the last 20 minutes, both teams were gambling to try and get the win. First half, very blustery conditions. We played really well against the wind. First half we were good and very dangerous, and without having any clear chance, with a few half chances. I suppose the stroke at half time was the one when Dennis made a fantastic save from Hurley's free. But the second half we came out, we were frustrated giving them the initiative. Soft free, was it offside for goal? We're unsure, but we didn't defend the second balls and they go one up. But the character of the lads, this crowd got behind the lads. Drogheda, when they go ahead, don't concede goals. But we got back into the game, and then for 20 minutes we thought we might get the winner. Walsh had a chance to back post, but overall I think a draw was probably a fair result.
I think you nailed it there, really. Drogheda, normally when they get in position I thought, okay, this could be trouble from your side as well, but you found a way to drive back into the game.
Yeah, we did, and that was due to the lads and due to the crowd. The crowd knew the way we needed some sort of result, and we drove at it, and then we got a great equaliser. I know it was a bit scrappy, but we drove the line, and then for I think 10-15 minutes it looked like we'd get the goal, and we didn't. And in fairness, in the last 5 minutes we had to defend well. Brendan made a great save. So overall, look, it was a draw, and we move on to Wednesday, Johnson.
Yeah, you've a busy week ahead now as well. Midweek game up in Tala to the home of the champions, the potentially will be champions by the time you play them, and then a trip to Waterford. So
yeah, we don't know. Derry could beat them on Sunday, and they could be playing for the league, the title, on Wednesday against us. The most important thing is we're in control of ourselves. We know the energy levels have been fantastic. It's up for to recover, get in tomorrow, recover the next few days, get our energy levels up, and put all our energy into Wednesday night and see how that goes.
And Stephen Walsh, he seems to keep on going. I think game number 370 tonight for him.
Yeah, great for Walsh, great for him, but a bit like everything else, we need all the lads to put in the performance like they've done. Walsh was great tonight, and we need more of that Wednesday.
So all on a big final week.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Patrick, it's 1-1. It's finished in Eamon DC Park. The crowd here, the home faithful, last home game of the season from your perspective. They made a lot of noise. Your thoughts on full-time, really?
Yeah, first off, shout out to the fans for this season and for supporting us through both the good times and the bad, because there was both of that this season. It was a long year. From February to November, it's a long season, and they never they never shied away from coming out to support us. And it takes a lot to give your hard-earned money and your time on Friday nights to come support us, and they did that every week. So big thank you to them. But in terms of the match, you know, we knew what Drogheda were like. We knew how they play. You know, they're a very strong physical side, much like ourselves. So we knew it was going to be a battle, and that's exactly what it was. Obviously, would have liked to come away with 3 points, but it's better than coming away with nothing.
Yeah, that 1 point could be massive yet in the overall scheme of things.
100%, yeah. We still have it in our control, which is the main thing. It's up to ourselves now to go on and finish it off.
And you have a big game to come now on Wednesday night to the home of the champions, a difficult, daunting task.
Of course. We know what kind of side they are. They're obviously doing the league proud in Europe and deserved champions, I think, this season. But at the same time, I think we've played them really well at least since I've been here. So, you know, we have to give it our best. And I think with what we have in the dressing room, you know, hopefully we can get it done.
And of course, a big week. Then the trip to Waterford comes on the following Saturday. So,
yeah.
Look, you'll know your fate or how things develop. But I suppose you're probably happy to have things in your own hands.
Yeah, like I said, it's... at least it's in our control. That's all you can ask for. You know, there's nothing worse than hoping others sort it out for you. At least we can go and do something about it. So that's what we have to do, is we have to go and do something about it and get it over the line.
And just away from Galway United, your other half has had a couple of busy couple of days,
yeah.
Trophy laden days as well with Athlone.
Yeah, she's flying. I'm lucky enough now to... she's used to it. I still try to remind her how special it is, and she obviously knows, but at the same time, I've had the fortune of tagging along and enjoying the celebrations, because they've made it a habit of winning trophies now, so I'm really happy for them. They deserve it. They were outstanding this year.
I think she's the bragging rights in your household.
That's for sure, yeah. I can't believe you're making me say this. Oh, she's going to kill me when we get home. No. She's been unbelievable this year. So I think she led the league in assists, and she scored something like 5 goals straight from corners. So she's an unbelievable player. That whole squad was unbelievable. Kelly Brady deservedly got her Irish national team dues, and Roisin Molloy. They conceded like 10 goals. They were just an unbelievable team from top to bottom, so I'm really happy for them.
I'm sure you're hoping that you stay in the Premier Division here with Galway United, and then you can have maybe a counteract back in that argument.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much. They were joking the other day that the trophy cabinet is if my half of the trophy cabinet is pretty empty at the minute, so hopefully we can fill it up there soon. Yeah.
Well, the very best luck in the final week of the season. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks very much, Jonathan.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
It can never be a case that if someone wants to be a champion, you have to put a cocktail of potentially dangerous substances into your body.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.